I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome in at this time from AT&T Sports, Michael McHenry joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Michael, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good. We were just going back and forth about all of this and about the spider tack versus the suntan lotion or pine tar, whatever. It's the biggest story that's going on, one of the biggest stories in the sports world, definitely the biggest story in baseball. And I ask, I guess, for an offensive player, but also someone who is kind of in tune with pitchers. Is there a big difference in substances? Like, are hitters okay with some stuff but not okay with other stuff? Give me the lay of the land here.
There's a huge difference in substance, and they're worried about the spin rate. They're worried about the movement of the ball. And at the end of the day, if you have a scuff on the ball, there's nothing better in the entire world that you could have on a baseball if you know how to utilize a scuff. So they're not going to take that out. I know they throw balls out all the time, but, you know, having a grip on the ball when the balls are very inconsistent in today's game, what I mean by that is you rub them up with mud early on, about 30 minutes to an hour before the game. By the time the pitcher actually gets the ball, that mud dries out, and it dusts up the ball. It's almost like a cue ball. If you're playing out west, no humidity, no tack on the ball, it literally feels like a cue ball. And if you've ever tried to throw a cue ball, it's not the easiest thing to throw. It's very slick. And I'd rather a guy throwing 100 have a little tack on his hands from sunscreen rosin or water and rosin or sweat and rosin, because all those things right there will give you about the exact same tack. It's just the sunscreen rosin is a little bit more consistent, and it won't actually get as tacky because it'll fade away.
Well, Michael, what's the acceptable, I guess, what's the acceptable amount of tack now? We're going down this road that a pitcher can be using, because it seems like over the last 3 or 4 years we've escalated from, hey, I just want to have some grip on the ball like you're talking about and you're describing there, to, well, if I can get an extra 400 RPMs on my fastball – and get more swing and miss, well, I'm going to add just a little bit more. So when did we cross that line, and how does baseball go back to behind that threshold, I guess?
I think you use the computer, just like they did to, you know, figure all this out. Oh, my RPMs and the fastball have increased, the curve has increased. Well, when did it increase? How did it increase? And it's not everybody. You know, sunscreen and rosin, I mean, rosin's been in the game for, I mean, I don't know, half a century, if not more. And guys been using this stuff for a long time. No one's ever said a thing. All of a sudden, the spider tag gets in the game. You see some guys' analytics jump off the chart, and everyone's getting hurt for it. And I don't know how many guys are doing it. The guys that are doing it should get in trouble. The guys are going beyond the game, you know, especially outside the game, going to buy some stuff. They should get in trouble. But you can utilize the computer and figure this out. I just don't understand why they're cracking down so hard right in the middle of the season, because it can't be good for anyone. You know, trying to throw a baseball when they've done something for their entire careers, and then all of a sudden they switch it. It's just a wild thing to try to do right in the middle of the season.
Hey, Michael, you mentioned the climate, and the climate's always going to be inconsistent because no two places are exactly the same. Yet we had Joel Hanrahan on earlier in the week, and he suggested that, for example, he threw out Cincinnati and just said that the baseballs there historically have been awful. Was that true, and are there places that maybe purposely do things like that?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, if you can get a little bit of advantage as a home team, you're going to take it. But even more so is, like, you don't have the same guys rubbing up the same balls in every single ballpark. I mean, it's usually a clubby or a young kid that are rubbing up these balls, not the umpires necessarily. So there's no consistency ever. They may rub them up at 5 o'clock, so 2 hours later it's been 98 degrees. They've been sitting outside, they're dry, and now they're all chalky. And the only way to get any type of attack, and remember, a breaking ball, a guy with a lot of spin on his breaking ball slips out of his hands and goes up and hits Millar in the face. You know, it's nobody's fault but the guy pitching and the guy hitting. They're going to have any reap of that percussion. So, I mean, it's tough for me that I guess the biggest problem with the entire thing is that you give that much power to the umpire to decide what's tacky, what's not tacky, because these guys aren't the guys that have to throw a baseball. They're just making a call in the middle of a game saying, oh, well, that's a little too tacky. At the end of the day, it was sweat and rosin. It's just a really tough thing to implement right in the middle of the season when I don't even know if the umpires are going to understand what's tacky, what's not tacky, just similar to the question you guys just asked.
Brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Do you think anybody will get pitched out of a game and or suspended because of this, or do you think no umpire is going to touch this?
I hope no umpire touches it unless it's just blatant. I mean, it's not like Major League, the movie, where he's got Vagisil on his back, Vaseline on his neck, and then pine tar underneath his armpit. I mean, it's not like that anymore. But if it is like that, if you catch that guy, that was illegal before they implemented this rule, as was spider tack. So just go get those guys if you can figure it out. And I think they can because they've got the guys out in New York watching every single game. If you see those RPMs really jump, go question them. Go figure it out. I think that's a great way to go about it. And if you haven't seen Trevor Bauer go off on a tangent on the post-game show a couple days ago, it's one of the best, I guess, I've heard anybody talk about it. He talks about, I use the TSA little swipe hand, send it off, and there's anything that's foreign substance, you know, throw the guy out of the game, retroactively.
Pirates broadcaster Michael McHenry with us here for his weekly visit on the Fan Morning Show. So let me ask you, in your career experience, and I won't ask you to name names for it, but in your experience, did you ever catch a ball from a guy and go, man, what are we putting on this thing today?
Absolutely. There's some guys I caught that I didn't know what was going to be on it. I just knew that I had to change the way I actually threw the ball. I never really paid attention to it other than knowing that someone's on there. I didn't ask them. I didn't say anything. Because at the end of the day, I couldn't control that. It's their career. And if we got caught, I would have taken the blame in a heartbeat for them. But it's just one of those things. It's just kind of unspoken and I just never said a word. I made the adjustment on my throws to second base, and I let them do what they needed to do. But I guess the last 4 or 5 years of my career, no, absolutely not. That was early on. I was a youngster when that happened. The only thing I ever maybe even thought about was sunscreen and rosin, but I played in Colorado. If you didn't have something or if they didn't understand how to grab some tack, I mean, it could have gotten really dangerous.
Well, how'd you react to it? How did hitters react to that kind of thing? As a catcher, you catch it, you feel the ball, but the hitters must have suspected stuff was going on too.
Yeah, at the end of the day, a lot of guys that use that stuff, they weren't that good at the time. You know, they were searching for something. That's probably more the reality than anything. It wasn't like it is now, where you're seeing actual analytics jump up because they're putting something on the ball. They're trying to throw a split single. A pitch that shouldn't exist with, Vaseline or baby oil or whatever it could be. And it was because they were still trying to grab onto their career or hold onto their career, excuse me.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I have a wacky thought to all of this. What if the pitchers just continued to use whatever they're using and went out there and had the blessing of their union or went to the union and did this and said, what are they going to do? Throw us all out of every single game? I mean, honestly, what if guys just did that? Is that, and also have the pitchers and the players gone to their union and go, how did they do this and how did we okay this in midseason?
Well, the problem is they've already agreed upon this rule a long time ago. You're not allowed to use foreign substance, but they've kind of overlooked this rule for so long, it really hasn't existed. And now you implement it in the middle of the season. And two, that rule doesn't specify what is a foreign substance. Where can you get it? Is dirt a foreign substance? Is water? You can just go on and on.
Just the games in Canada. That's it. Just the games in Canada. It's a foreign
substance. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So the biggest problem, guys, and I'm scared to death for guys with this, is you get suspended for 10 games. You get suspended with pay, which is just wild to me. If you're going to get suspended, how do you get paid? And then second is they can't replace your roster spot. So you do something wrong, you're a jerk, you throw your team under the bus, and the bullpen's going to get absolutely crushed if it's a starter. And if it's a bullpen guy, if two or three of them guys get thrown, you're going to have position players pitching within the week. And they're going to end up getting hurt. So you're thinking about all these injuries, all these things that could happen just from one guy making a mistake, or an umpire assuming that guy's making a mistake, but he's not.
Michael, where do the Pirates go from here specifically? With a 10-game losing streak, a very young roster, not a ton of veteran leadership in the room. I mean, there's a handful of guys. Like, who's the one who keeps the clubhouse mood from cratering during a stretch like this?
Sheldon. Sheldon's the guy. I mean, you kind of said it best. Is they have a lot of guys that lead by example. They have a lot of vocal leaders. And I think Sheldon's the guy that kind of steps up and just, does whatever he can to get the heartbeat a little bit faster. I know you want to have a slow heartbeat in the game, but every now and then you want to see that riled up type guy, mad, frustrated, and, almost like playing with their hair on fire. And I think you're going to see a little bit more of that. They've just ran into a really, really tough stretch. Moran got hurt again, and Keller getting sent down. There's a lot of things going on that they're trying to make that jump forward. It's just going to take time.
And, Michael, you mentioned Keller, and I thought it was interesting. Again, we had Hanrahan on earlier in the week talking about how they're going to, he mentioned pitching like one or two innings, and sure enough, his first appearance in Indianapolis, it was just one inning. What's the benefit of breaking him down and almost starting over like they would at the beginning of spring training?
I love it. I think he needs a bullpen mentality. I think bullpen guys come out of the bullpen. They're the animal in the cage. They call them the dogs at PNC. I think that could maybe help shift his mindset and what he's trying to do. Stop trying to pitch like a starter, go out, punch tickets, be an absolute killer on the mound, and have no mercy. I mean, the biggest problem with Keller isn't the stuff. It's how do you use this stuff on a daily basis, what's good, what's not, and just go out and have no mercy on these guys. He's not, you guys asked me a question probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. What type of guy is this? He's a power guy. And that's how he's got to pitch and pretend like you're coming out of the bullpen. Be a power guy. If you throw 3 innings, you strike out 9, do a great job today. Go home, get a good meal, and come back the next day.
Michael McHenry, get a good meal, come back the next day. Do that this weekend as the Pirates take on the Indians. Michael, you're the best. As always, appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a good one. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.